You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. San Antonio's Animal Care Services Department predicts dangerous and aggressive dog cases in San Antonio could reach nearly 600 this year. TPR's Dre Palacios reports.
Last year, the city had about 520 dangerous dog cases referred to Animal Care Services. This year, there's been about 350 so far, and the city expects to surpass last year. The city currently has 93 active dangerous dog investigations. Those 93 dogs are owned by 53 different people. In regards to stray animals that are not dangerous, ACS Director John Gary told city council members that ACS isn't always able to respond due to capacity.
We do have capacity constraints, and there's no doubt about that. So there are instances where if someone calls in a stray dog, for instance, right now we collect those for data purposes, and then once we use heat maps to recognize when there's particular areas that where there's a high noticeable call volume for stray animals.
Gary says that in order to respond to all calls, there would need to be additional ACS officers. The city is currently evaluating its budget for 2027, which begins in October. I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
Nearly all of the people hospitalized during the first 2 months of the 2025 measles outbreak in West Texas were children or pregnant adults. 60 people ended up in the hospital with measles between January and March of last year. The CDC analyzed 54 individuals' medical records and found that 91% of them were under the age of 18. Of the five adults who were hospitalized, four were pregnant and in their third trimester. Two of them had their babies while they were in the hospital. Both those babies developed measles. All of those hospitalized were either unvaccinated or had an unknown vaccination status. The NBA Finals are set, and they'll feature a rematch of the 1999 Championship Series between two of the league's most storied franchises, the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs. TPR's Dan Katz reports.
The Spurs earned their spot Saturday night, defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-103 in Game 7 on the road of the Western Conference Finals. The towering French sensation Victor Wembanyama led the way with 22 points. Helping usher San Antonio back onto basketball's biggest stage for the first time since 2014.
And the San Antonio Spurs have done it! There will be a new champion in the NBA! A new era has dawned!
Awaiting them are Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks, who swept through the Eastern Conference Finals and are returning to the championship for the first time in nearly three decades.
It's over. Believe it, Knicks fans, for the first time in 27 years, the New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. The dream season continues, and hopes of ending a decades-long championship drought are very much alive.
The NBA Finals now return to Madison Square Garden, long known as the Mecca of basketball and home to generations of Knicks history. But first, Game 1 tips off Wednesday night in what many here call Basketball City, USA, where five championship banners already hang. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
Weather forecasters are looking into their computerized crystal balls to try and predict what June will bring in the form of rain for our area. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
Today is considered the meteorological first day of summer. Climatologists use this calendar for long-range weather predictions as opposed to astronomical summer, which occurs later in June with the summer solstice. It's also the first day of the Atlantic hurricane season. As far as the outlook for precipitation in South Texas, computer models are somewhat mixed. The European model is favoring a wetter-than-normal June for South Texas, while the North American model is more conservative, with a prediction of average rainfall this month. A total of 13.27 inches of rain were recorded in San Antonio during April and May, with April being the eighth wettest on record. Most of Bexar County remains in moderate drought conditions. The National Weather Service says rain chances are set to pick up in San Antonio as this week progresses. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.